From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The departure of President Obama's top economic advisor, Lawrence Summers, leaves Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner as the only remaining member of Mr. Obama's key economic team. Summers says he will step down at the end of the year to return to his academic post at Harvard University. NPR's Ari Shapiro says Summers is leaving at a time the White House is struggling to bolster the U.S. economy with congressional elections looming this fall.
In the White House, Summers oversaw economic initiatives ranging from the Recovery Act to the auto industry bailout. He also had a major hand in health care and economic negotiations with China and other countries. A senior administration official tells NPR the president asked Summers to stay through 2010 in order to see through the passage of financial reform and the continued implementation of the Economic Recovery Program. President Obama said he intends to continue seeking Summers' advice on an informal basis. It's not unusual for top advisors to leave the White House 2 years into a presidency. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
The White House says it will try again after the election to win congressional approval of a major military spending bill after that measure was halted in the Senate yesterday by Republican lawmakers who objected to a number of amendments. Chief among them, a proposal to repeal the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that bars gays from serving openly in the military. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs.
We're disappointed at not being able to proceed to the legislation, but we'll keep trying.
The House has already approved repeal of the policy, but the effort in the Senate could become more difficult if Democrats lose seats or even control of the Senate in the upcoming elections. Police in Italy have seized 7 tons of a powerful explosive allegedly being shipped from Iran to Syria. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome that police suspect some of the cargo may have been intended for an Italian organized crime group.
The explosive haul was discovered by anti-mafia police in a shipping container in the southern Calabrian port of Gioia Tauro. 7 tons of packets of the powerful RDX explosive were found hidden behind canvas sacks of powdered milk. The explosive, also known as T4, has been used in the past in Italy in mafia murders of major investigating magistrates. Police sources said they are still trying to determine whether the explosives were in Italy in transit or whether part of the cargo was intended for the Calabrian mob known as the 'Ndrangheta, one of the most powerful organized crime groups in the world. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Firefighters are making headway in containing a wildfire in a suburb of Salt Lake City. Don Hudson, a spokesman with the Unified Police Department of Greater Salt Lake, says many of the hundreds of people who were evacuated have been allowed to return to their homes.
We're now down to really only between 150 and 200 homes that were enforcing mandatory evacuations based on the fact that we still have some hot spots in that area and a lot of fuel potentially for the fire.
This is NPR News from Washington. A new survey finds that the most expensive real estate markets in the U.S. are in California. NPR's Jack Spear says the research by the real estate firm Coldwell Banker shows the most affordable homes were in Michigan.
In analyzing the numbers, Coldwell Banker settled on a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom property as its benchmark. Most affordable housing market in the country, Detroit picked up that honor, though the city's weak economy is primarily the reason the average house price there is just over $68,000. As for the most expensive market the firm tracked,
Newport Beach wins the battle this year. That same property that's $68,000 in Detroit would be just a little over $1.8 million in Newport Beach, California.
Coldwell Banker CEO Jim Gillespie. Other pricey real estate markets included Palo Alto, California, Rye, New York, and Greenwich, Connecticut. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
A 3-day summit on global poverty is wrapping up at the United Nations in New York today. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is pushing global leaders to meet UN goals to significantly reduce poverty worldwide by the year 2015. President Obama speaks to the conference later today. An Air Force airman killed in combat in Laos decades ago has been honored with the nation's highest military award. The president gave the Medal of Honor to the 3 sons of Master Sergeant Richard Etchberger.
Even though it has been 42 years, it's never too late to do the right thing. And it's never too late to pay tribute to our Vietnam veterans and their families.
Mr. Obama praised Etchberger for his heroism in helping evacuate wounded comrades after their radar station came under attack on a remote mountain in Laos. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.